Welcome to the Spirit Connection Podcast. We want to share a clip from one of our monthly mentoring sessions. These Zoom meetings are a great place to receive impartation, get encouraged, and meet believers from all around the world. You'll receive keys to your destiny and calling. Chains are falling off and many are going on to the next level. We hope you enjoy this episode.
Yeah, I think you didn't sign volley retaliation. Try putting on the armor. When you're praying, you know, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, belt of truth, shoes of the readiness of the gospel of peace, the sword of the spirit, and the shield of faith. Try putting on the armor. Try doing some different types of prayers. It doesn't necessarily mean that you should stop praying, but it could be the Lord is adjusting you to pray, how you pray, or how you receive whatever they're saying, the slime, nothing. The Lord's with you, and there's nothing greater. So we pray for that too, Lord. We pray that you would protect us from all backlash, retaliation. I declare that right now over us. No backlash, retaliation as well, in Jesus' name. I don't have a specific word except standing on the word. And migraines and anything that's chronic, it's not, you know, not easy. But that does not mean that the Lord's not going to heal you. I've had to walk through some healing processes, and some people don't understand it. The healing can be, and quite often, especially these days, can be a process. It can be instant. You can receive instant healing or steps towards instant healing and the process. So, again, find a way to, if you need to agree with others, find a way to get, if it's something chronic, you're dealing with it like migraines or a chronic sickness or something a little bit more on the high, heavy duty side, it takes more. Jesus even said, think about this. He said, oh, this one comes out with prayer and fasting. Each time is different. It could be a different process. He said, you know, one time he makes mud, puts it on someone's eyes, and they're healed. One time he says, you know, go wash in the pool of Siloam. Another time he just says, go, and it will be done. Jesus himself was teaching the fact that we need to look at things as a process. And I know that we have the Holy Spirit, and we have the Lord. And so I just don't be discouraged, but find a process for me to get healed of the different things in my life that have been very chronic things. I've had to use a process and take steps. And I'm still standing. And I want to encourage you right now, everyone who's going through something right now in Jesus' name. Yeah, thank you very much. I got my new hair, my new glasses as well. And just really feeling to stand. Just stand and command. I've been standing on Psalm, I've been watching the Lord do this. Psalm 33:9. I've mentioned this already, is to command things into place. He will command things. You can command things into place. So go back and watch, look at some of these verses, because this month I felt really strong. Is Psalm 27:3. No, an army besiege me. My heart will not fear. There will war break out against me. I will be confident. Psalm 91:11, where he will command his angels to guard you in all your ways, as well as Psalm 33:9, for he spoke and it came to be. He commanded it and it stood firm. Some versions say stood still. So we declare that these things right now, the season we're in, is for the Lord to command these things over us, for us to command things into place. And it might be a process. Quite often, some steps you'll take will be instant. Even these verses could be something that's going to shift things over you. You get a shift, the shift will happen, the rudder of the ship will change, or even on an airplane, it'll change here and there, and it'll get you in the right place right now, in Jesus' name.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at dougaddison.com.